You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also Chelsea's husband, Dylan, who got himself a deer. He harvested himself a deer for deer hunting. Deer season's still happening right now, closing weekend this weekend, then it'll continue next Monday and Tuesday. Now, you are from a smaller town in central Missouri, and you hunted pretty much your whole life, right? Your whole family?
Yeah, pretty much my whole family did it. Mm-hmm.
Like on a farm. So this is something that you have not done for the last 8 years since you've been with Chelsea, because she has encouraged you not to hunt.
No.
She has frowned upon it.
I mean, she hasn't really said anything. It's more of a stern look of like, you would do that? You
know? Right.
Like,
so the body language and looks.
Yes.
And different sounds that
just
come out of
really
her body.
That kind of like just an aura.
No, that is not. You've just been busy. He's a musician, so he's usually gigging.
You know what? I'll ask him if he's busy.
Am I not allowed to talk today? Should I just leave?
No.
Okay.
But I do. There are a lot of questions that I've wondered since you've gotten a deer last weekend that you don't have the information to. So I don't know if you communicate with your husband or you've asked him questions.
Listen, I'm here to spill the beans about the whole situation.
I don't want to hear how it happened.
So there's meat in your freezer right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There's meat. And do you have any plans for this meat? Because she doesn't know. She just said that there's meat in Ziploc bags and she doesn't know what it does.
Oh, all kinds of stuff. So me, I meal prep quite a bit. And okay. So like having like a lot of meat on hand is something I really need most of the time.
Sure.
And so like for me, I kind of am like in the steaks or whatnot. And so yeah. I just get creative with it. But yeah, I've asked Chelsea a couple different times. So I'm like, hey, do you want to try like, you know, I could put like garlic powder and like, you know, I can fry it up. Would you like that? And she was like, no.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. That's really weird because you said that you are the queen of trying new things.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
Oh, you don't know that? That's what she says to us at work. She goes, I like trying new things
that she wants to try.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually pretty accurate. I'm going to change mine to that now.
Okay.
I like to try new things that I want to try. And deer is not one of them.
Very, very selective.
Okay. Yeah.
Creative.
All right. So steaks, you know. Maybe some, like, I say hamburger meat, but it's venison meat.
Yeah.
Use it for those purposes. Are you going to do any, like, jerky? Because she did express interest that she would love deer jerky.
No, I'm probably going to take the next one I get probably to the processor and have them do a bunch of like summer sausage and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's what we usually do. So like usually like, all of our family will get together and usually everyone will get one or two. And the first one you kind of make in the steaks or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other one you'll make into like summer sausage or whatnot. And then we just kind of share it with people.
Right.
As we can.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The holidays you bring some chunks of your kill to other people.
That we've harvested.
Yeah.
Right, babe.
I like the word harvested.
This is a really important question that I haven't gotten the answer to also.
It's a really complex word salad of things I have to do to explain the situation.
To me, yes. In a way that I'm okay with.
What did you get, by the way?
Oh, me? I just got a big doe. That's what
it was a big doe. Mm-hmm. Okay, she didn't... We didn't know for sure if it was a buck or...
I asked her if she wanted a picture, and she was like, no.
No.
Okay, so tell us about, like, was it in the morning time? Where did she come out of?
So, like, that weekend, it was like a winter wonderland. Like, it was...
He's doing this on purpose.
Oh, I know. I'm totally eating this up.
Go ahead.
It's a fight.
I don't want to know. I'm going to close my ears.
Okay.
I want to know how it happened.
Okay. You don't
know the details. I don't think a lot of people... You know, I mean, did you say hi?
I tell you what, babe, I just went up there and I caught it and it was just like, boom, you know, that's what happened.
Quick.
He petted it to sleep.
it died of natural causes.
Yeah. Right in front of your eyes.
Right in front of me.
It was fate. It was just being at the right place at the right time.
As a responsible person, I was just like, I have to, take care of this.
He knew exactly what was going to happen and that was going in your freezer.
What are the odds?
Man, so enjoy some venison meat tonight. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say Chelsea, but Dylan.
Oh, he will.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.